something. So
if you there it is. Real
bad, or if you have feelings that are making you sad, then it's
stupid
okay.
Apple.
It's okay to cry.
Sweden's first female prime minister, Magdalena Andersson, resigns after budget defeat. Now, the most important thing to know here is that she was only prime minister for less than a day when she quit.
Shocker.
Literally
shocked.
Hours after being tapped as Sweden's first female prime minister, Magdalena Andersson resigned Wednesday after suffering a budget defeat in parliament and her coalition partner was Greens Left, the two-party minority government. The government's own budget proposal was rejected in favor of one presented by the opposition that includes the right-wing populist Sweden Democrats. Sweden's third largest party is rooted in a neo-Nazi movement way. So it's no surprise that this is reprinted from the Associated Press.
All right, so
a bastion of fourth pillar ethics.
I've been noticing a pattern here. Whenever you disagree, for whatever reason, with the people putting forth these weird-ass laws, budgets, and what have you, you're a neo-Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, here in America, I mean, they've been calling black people and Jews neo-Nazis for a good 15 years now.
Yeah. If you don't toe the line, you're either an Uncle Thomas or some kind of, you're the black face of white supremacy. Isn't that what they called Larry Elder out in Cacophonia, Stan?
I think so.
It's pathetic.
Yeah.
Andersson, the leader of the Social Democratic Party, decided it was best to step down from the post more than 7 hours after she made history by becoming the first woman to lead the country.
Well, for me, it's about respect, but I also do not want to lead a government where there may be grounds to question its legitimacy.
Okay. Well, she did say that she would step down if this didn't pass.
And she did.
It just seems like a tantrum to me.
I'm going to be honest. I did not. I hated serving under women, especially if they were my commander in the military.
Dina. Sorry.
Because I've had maybe half a dozen female, you know, commanders slash people in leadership positions above me. And two of them, one was okay, one was mediocre, the rest were incompetent to the point of basically, in my opinion, it was criminal.
Oof.
I mean, some of the shit I saw these women do was so counterproductive. And here's the funny part. The other women in the unit couldn't stand these female commanders.
Ugh.
Could not stand them.
That always kind of cracks me up a little bit. Because I know many women who do not like working with women.
I know.
And it's because of the catty behavior. You know, if you're not going to spend your entire lunch hour whining about your significant other, husband, what have you, then we can't relate to you. Go sit over there. Give me a break.
Yep.
That's how catty it gets.
It's cattier than Caddyshack.
Yes, it is.
Unbelievable. But, yeah.
It's one way to make history. I mean, she made history twice in a day.
Yeah. First and last.
Wah, wah, wah.
And, listen, I've seen so... Oh, God. About of the six female commanders I've had, five of them at one point cried in public. You never, ever cry in front of your soldiers unless a parent died, a dog died,
ooh,
or you get hit with a divorce or some or a child death. That's it.
Because that would
other
be
than that, it will not be forgiven.
No,
it will not.
It would be. Doesn't seem like it makes any sense.
I don't get
why. Why would you do that?
I'm just as good as you, wee.
No, I mean, I've seen some male commanders take some serious hits, and they didn't start crying.
I want you guys to watch Grunt Speak live Mondays and, what was it, Wednesday? Yeah, 12 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern. It's important because if you sign up for memberships on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar, you even get exclusive live streams with the man himself, Clarence the Cop, Thursday nights. So what are you waiting for? Do it.